Well, first of all, Mickey, congratulations. Chalked up the first win. I know you have bigger fish to fry next week, but I suppose at the same time, a win is a win. It's nice to get one on the board.
Nice to get 2 points. And we said that as we started with a weekend team, you know, but we expected the boys out there to get 2 points on the board first. And they done that. They did a good first half and put us in a good position. So we're relatively happy with the outcome of the game, you know.
Yeah, it was a strange game to prepare for, wasn't it? Because you didn't know what way to approach it, really, I suppose, given, you know, the big playoff is next week.
It's a rare position to be in. I suppose one way you can maybe start your team and your strongest team and get them a game, you know, and get them up to speed for next week. But we decided to hold maybe a few boys back, risk injuries, and maybe showing their hand. But both teams know one another well from last year, Tom, in the Nicky Record final. You know, both teams had their homework done, so it's more or less just a final next Saturday in for both teams, you know.
Yeah, you shot a 5 or 6 players, and they were 5 or 6 down as well.
They had 5 or 6 gone from their start for program, you know.
Yeah.
And they travelled very lightly, but we've held maybe the same back, and Danny and Sean and Patrick Doherty and Stephen Gillespie, who didn't play today, and maybe Declan Coulter might have come into the fray again next week. So we've a lot of strong players to come back, so have they, and I think it's a wee bit of cat and mouse there today, and nobody.
Yeah. I give you an opportunity to look at your squad.
Opportunity to look at the squad, and we've tried a lot of players this year, Tom, you know, and we a lot of young boys training hard, and it's hard to get them game time, you know, once the league starts. But we worked, that's what we used today for, was to try these young boys and make the substitutions early, and a lot of boys got good game time, you know, and building their confidence. And Ryan Helfley come on there and got a score, and me, Jimmy Duard, you know, these young lads need that wee bit of experience in days like this, and that's what we used today for.
Yeah. I thought very tight at the back, and obviously around the middle of the field, Ronan McDermott, Paddy Hannigan back in, making himself useful at full forward, you know, and Kevin Kelly got 2 of the goals, you're one of the younger lads.
So Kevin was very sharp in the first half, you know, and he's probably one of them players that we're working with, you know, to make a starting spot, which he's well capable of, and finished a very great, very good goal in the first half. So he's got it in his armour, you know, and I think the more he trains with us, he'll definitely be on that team, and he'll be a big player for Donegal in a couple of years. And I suppose Ron McDermott a good shift back to himself out there in the middle, and a lot of boys putting a good effort today, and a few headaches now for next week. You say we're very solid at the back, and we have a lot of defenders, you know, and a few big calls to make now for next Saturday on the defence side of it.
And tell me, how's the story with Declan Coulter? Because I know when he went off injured, you were worried that would he be back in time.
Declan is feeling okay again. You know, it'll be a late call next week, Tom, but mightn't be 70 minutes in him, but he's in a position where he'll get game time, you know, so hopefully he comes through this week's training okay, and we'll call it next Saturday morning.
Yeah, you've defeated them now in the Nicky Record. You defeated them again here today, what, 16-17 point of a margin.
Yeah.
Maybe too big a margin, really. It'll be a matter of getting feet back to the ground,
and as we just said before the match, we don't get complacent whatever happens today, because they've showed us nothing really, you know, and they'll be a different animal next week. And I think our boys will keep the feet in the ground. We know what's coming next week. The same team put us 8 or 9 points down in the Nicky Record final, and we had a bounce back from it, and we expect the same task next Saturday.
Danny Cullen, Stephen Gillespie, Patrick Doherty, they were rested today as opposed to carrying injuries.
Well, Stephen and Patrick Doherty's wee niggles, you know, and Danny and Sean McVeigh just rested, you know, and we just went looking after the more experienced players, and we brought Jack Lohan and Kieran Maston off the other day too, who are having very good games. But we just felt any wee knock now, Tom, 6 days out, you've been in big trouble for Saturday. So
And obviously Gavin Brown is fit again.
Gavin Brown, a bad cut in his knee, you know, and it kept opening up, but he's come through light training Thursday night and done well today when he came on, so he's back into the fray too.